Say hello to the bad guys and welcome to the Three Count Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Chambers. Alongside me is Benny Hobden. Got a great show lined up today. We're going to break down the Rumble, give our thoughts on all the matches and the winners, look at all the latest news as we do. And Benny and I, a bit later, are going to put together our own 20-man Rumble match, with the caveat being it can only be entered by superstars who've never won a world title anywhere. So that should be a bit of fun a bit later. Benny?
Tough.
It will be. Welcome to the show. What'd you think of the Rumble?
Mate, look, it was the Rumble. As I said, I love it. We do love it. I'm disappointed, but it's still the Rumble, so I was okay. If that makes sense.
I was so looking forward to it.
Yeah, same.
And I think just the predictability of some of it maybe took away from it a little for me.
Yeah.
Still a good pay-per-view, but I'm just going to go with, as far as Rumbles go, it was good.
Yeah, look, it wasn't the worst Rumble ever, but I mean, it definitely wasn't up there with one of the best. Yeah. I think there was, as we'll go through, there was quite a few things that let it down. There was a couple of really good things in there and stuff that happened that I thought wasn't good, but the more I think about it, the way I see it happen, I was like, actually, that is actually not too bad. So I'm sure we'll get into that a bit later on, of course.
In hindsight, it got better.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's get into the news. You got anything for me, Benny?
Mate, I was literally just reading as I was looking then. Apparently, Ric Flair and his missus have split up. Literally just read it just then.
Wow.
But other than that, I've seen Jonah, former Bronson Reed's got a bit of an injury over in New Japan over there. Other than that, it's only been a couple of days, so I haven't really seen much really big news. Wanted to touch on the AEW results from the other day. There was a couple of good matches and stuff over there.
Yeah. I mean, that. I'm assuming you're talking about the ladder match.
Talking about that ladder match, yeah.
Sammy Guevara and Cody Rhodes.
Both put their bodies on the line for that one.
For undisputed TNT champion. That cutter.
Yeah, cutter off the ladder.
From one ladder to another by Sammy was just crazy.
Yeah, and then he did the swanton off the top of the ladder, and that ladder had no give.
I was just expecting the... But
the old break? No, there was nothing. He just bent himself in half. It wasn't pretty at all.
That's a bit of whiplash for you, but brilliant.
Crazy match. Yeah, crazy match. Great match. I loved it.
So Sammy Guevara did win become undisputed TNT champion.
What was with him coming out later on in the night and doing the thank you via the cue cards? Well, that was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he does the cue cards. That's his thing, but it's
I've never seen it. Like, does it always go for that long?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's kind of his thing, doing the cue card thing.
I must fast forward.
You probably skip over it.
Yeah. I'll probably just see some. I'm just like, oh, I'll just skip through that bit. Like, because obviously, you know, there's so much wrestling on these days. I just, like, you don't have time to watch it all. You know what I mean? So anything that's not really seems too pivotal, I sort of can't spend too much time on. So
understandable. But yeah,
I've lost respect for him now.
You don't like the cue cards?
Nah, not at all. Not at all. Get rid of that.
What else do we have in AEW? And Ring of Honor star Danhausen made his debut by doing nothing.
Nothing. Really. Yeah, straight up nothing.
He got pulled out from under the ring by Adam Cole in his lights out match with Orange Cassidy and just looked a bit scary and then went up the ring. He is injured.
Yeah,
So I'm assuming that's why, but it was an interesting debut.
There was a couple of tweets after. You see Brody King tweeted, oh, no, he's followed me. And somebody else wrote, oh, God help us. And then MGF went, oh, no. So that was pretty interesting. There's a bit of stuff going on about him.
Well, I guess I'll be looking forward then to him actually getting his proper start. Frankie Kazarian signed a new AEW deal. So one of the originals, that's good. And speaking of deals, we've got Cody wrestling without a contract right now.
Yeah, he keeps going on about it, doesn't he? He just keeps saying, like, I'm wrestling on a handshake deal at the moment and stuff like this. But is it a work? Like, obviously he doesn't have a contract if he doesn't have one, but it just doesn't get it. Like, if you're, like, EP, like, what does it make sense?
It makes me think it's such a work if he keeps
exactly
talking
right.
about it.
Yeah, it wouldn't keep coming up if it wasn't a work.
Yeah.
So, obviously, there's going to be some sort of contract match or something like that. Or
do they make Tony Khan the new Vince McMahon of...
Hey, there you go.
I like how Tony stays behind the scenes. I like it.
Yeah.
We've got everyone's favorite heel, MJF and The Miz, heaping a bit of praise on each other.
Yeah, what's going on there? That's a bit weird.
Miz saying, you know, he wants to be his own thing. He doesn't want to be the Miz. He wants to be himself. And look at everything he's done at 25. And MJF said Miz is one of the best ever. And hopefully we meet up somewhere down the line.
Yeah. Well, be a fun match. As the Mortal Kombat movie number 2 has been announced as well. So there's even bigger push for the Miz to play Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage.
Yeah. So it's another big push for it. So that'd be pretty interesting if he got
that. Would be great.
So good.
That would be great. And lastly, just a little hint of AEW news. It's confirmed that AEW has reached out to Johnny Gargano. Mm. Nothing official coming out yet, but they've touched base. But obviously, Gargano's, you know, wanting to stay at home and help his wife with a pregnancy.
Yeah, they were chanting for him at Beach Break. So
it was in Cleveland, his hometown.
Oh, I didn't realize it was his hometown. So yeah. He did tweet out. He said, "I love that you guys all still want to hear from me and all that kind of stuff." So obviously, you'd think that he'd go there, but I mean, what else is there for him? Did he go back to New Japan? Does he go to New Japan? WWE seems like it's off the radar completely. So, I mean, where else does he go?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it'd be a perfect fit for him, but
AEW just keeps buying. It's just going to get weird. There's just going to be too much.
Yeah. I mean, can you fit him on the main roster somewhere? I'd hate for him to have some sort of, you know, Shinsuke kind of role. Yeah, around
this,
that mid-card.
This is the thing, like all of the, and I hate to call them AEW marks because you and I both like both, we just love wrestling. So we like everything. But the people who are diehard AEW people have always been so, WWE just don't treat their stars right. They, you know, they underbook them and all this kind of stuff. But AEW is going to have the same problem soon enough. And there's just not enough time on the shows. I know they've got Dark and all that kind of stuff, but they're not going to get their main card. They're not going to get their main roles on everything like everybody wants to see. And it's just the same position. At least when he was on NXT, he was the main star on NXT. Yeah. He was the head of the show with Ciampa and all those kind of guys. Like, so everybody wanted him called up to the main roster, but he would have ended up in a really shit situation. So it's probably better for him to really think about what he's going to do.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we'll see him soon. Now, speaking of someone possibly going to AEW, Matt Hardy has confirmed that WWE have reached out to Jeff Hardy and offered him a Hall of Fame induction.
And he just gave it the big pie. Yeah. Because they wanted to put him in the Rumble as well, apparently.
Basically just said, I want you to show me my clean test results.
Well, there was a report that Matt Hardy said that it was a negative result or something, but that's still all he say or something. But we haven't seen the exact result. And obviously WWE aren't going to show us, are they?
No. No, but I'm assuming Jeff gets there at some point. I mean, the Hardys and the Young Bucks would be a pretty fun match to see. I mean,
the Briscoes are on their way there as well. So, I mean,
apparently so.
That could be, imagine that as a triple threat tag match. Like,
how many brothers can you put in a ring?
get the Usos over there as well.
There you go. Now, moving on to a bit of WWE news and stuff coming out of the Rumble. Now, according to Mike Johnson of PW Insider, Riddle was actually scheduled
spoiler alert.
The Royal Rumble. Spoiler alert, Riddle does not win the Royal Rumble. But he was initially scheduled to win it, which is interesting. I would have loved it because I wouldn't have predicted it.
Yeah. Well, he sort of... Yeah, I know what you're saying. I could see him winning it, you know, and I think if he did win it, it would have had to have been like him throwing Randy out at the end.
Yeah.
That would have been the way they would have done it, I think. But, yeah, I'm glad he didn't. You know, I love Riddle so much. Yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to handle him going for the title just yet. I can't see main event WrestleMania, surely.
What if Randy then won it at Elimination Chamber and that's who he faced at WrestleMania?
Randy versus Riddle. Nah.
It's going to happen eventually. But from what I've heard, the writers don't want to break him up.
Yeah, okay.
They're on fire. Now, apparently Big E was supposed to have, spoiler alert again, a lot more of a featured role in the Rumble. And because of Kofi Kingston's botched save spot, should we get one every Rumble? But he messed it up this year and accidentally touched the floor with both feet. So apparently him and Big E were supposed to do big things.
You've been saying it for a while as well, that like you don't want him to do that anymore or whatever else, kind of like you're over it. If that's what you said, wasn't it? You were kind of.
I mean, there's
over
only so much you can do, right?
But the move he was going to do was the same one that Naomi did a couple of years ago. So, I mean, it's not really anything new.
It was a big jump. Don't get me wrong.
It was a massive jump. But that's why I'm surprised he didn't make it. I think he sort of overshot it and then went freaked out. So,
and I mean,
and they could have covered it up. They just didn't have to show a replay.
But they
zoomed in on the fans, and the fans are going, "His feet touched. His feet." So you're like, "Oh."
Well, I was straight away. I thought they're going to cover it up, and then
that's what I thought.
Straight to the replay and just like let it out.
I reckon the ref would have got a call in the ear, and Vince just going off, probably just going, "Nah, get him out." So
in the truck, just replay it. We're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor old Kofi. He did have a bit of fun on Twitter though, saying, "Welp."
Yeah, welp.
Now, Kurt Angle has confirmed he's going to be part of WWE TV very soon on his podcast. Said he's going to be involved for the next month or so.
I read the headline, but I didn't read the article. So that's interesting to see Kurt back.
So he didn't elaborate on what he'll be doing. One would assume it's either something to do with the Alpha Academy or Gable Stevenson.
Yeah, makes sense.
Gable Stevenson leading up to WrestleMania.
Well, you reckon they'll have a match?
I don't know if they'll have a match, but as a mentor.
They'll have like an Olympic wrestling match, like Big Show had
maybe
the match against Yokozuna.
Maybe. So it'll be interesting to see what Kurt's doing. Now, Lesnar, this will be a spoiler alert. I'm assuming you've all seen it.
Everybody's already watched the Rumble. They don't Lesnar's come to just one, us.
Not just us. So Lesnar set the record for the shortest time being in the Rumble and winning it. Yeah, 2 minutes 30 he was in.
I know we're going to get to it, but it was very short. He came out at 30. There was not even, you know how we get the final four stare down every year and all that kind of stuff? None of that. Lesnar's like, nah, I'm in, I'm done. Let's throw him out. That's it.
Yep.
There was no mucking around. There was no stare down. That was it.
No. So Lesnar set a record. Another interesting record that fell is Reigns lost his first pay-per-view match in 734 days.
Yes, massive.
His last loss was being eliminated in the 2020 Royal Rumble by Drew McIntyre.
Crazy.
So well done, Roman. Tony Storm, our good friend Tony Storm. I don't know why she's our good friend because she's from Australia.
Friend of the show.
Well, it's a friend of the show, Tony Storm. She's taken her first booking. She's going to be at WrestleCon over WrestleMania weekend. So
I did see she put a post on Instagram sitting on the beach today. So she looks like she's in good spirits and stuff, so that's good.
Yeah, so good for Tony Storm. An interesting thing coming out of the Rumble, the WrestleMania sign.
Yeah, caught on fire.
Caught on fire, started to melt. They had to evacute a whole section. Yeah.
After the Women's Royal Rumble.
After the Women's Royal Rumble and someone who's really good at pointing at the WrestleMania sign. Speaking of the Women's Rumble, we got our answer. Mickey James was allowed to wear the belt out.
We spoke when it happened. I couldn't believe it. Like, I texted you straight away. I was like, this is crazy. I can't believe she's doing it.
And she was allowed her Impact theme song, which is, country, I believe, sung by her as well, right?
Oh, is it?
I think so.
What's a big country or hot country? Something
hardcore
like that.
Country.
Hardcore country. That's it.
So, yeah. So, well done, Mickey. And lastly, on the Rumble, now we know Mustafa Ali has asked for his release. He was offered a spot in the Rumble.
That was a funny tweet.
And yes, very blatantly declined. I don't want a spot in the Rumble. I want my release.
Yeah.
So he's not afraid to get it out there for the people. All right, Benny, let's move on to the Royal Rumble card.
The Rumble. Actually, just quickly before we do the Rumble, it's the old boy's birthday today. So, Pete, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Pete. Get that in there.
Thank you very much, Pete. I'll throw a shout out to a good friend of the show, Lockie Maloney. He's a big fan, getting in touch with us. So please pass it on, but we appreciate the support, Lockie. Now, on to the Rumble. Let's start off with the Universal Championship match. We had Roman Reigns against Seth freaking Rollins, because apparently you've got to throw freaking in there every time, with the Usos barred from ringside. Now, Seth comes out to the Shield's theme through the crowd. So much fun.
Did you pop? I popped.
I popped.
And I'm not even a Shield fan, but I popped.
And I hated that music too, because they kept using it for Reigns for so long.
Yeah.
But I still popped for it.
That was good.
And they booked him really strong. Like, he looked like he had Reigns' number for most of the match. Put him through an announce table.
Early too.
Very early.
With the Shield bomb. But a couple of buckle bombs. Like, he was really dominating.
He was. But, you know, even after getting speared, he was mocking Reigns, asking for the Shield fist bump.
Yeah, that was good.
Reigns put him in the guillotine. So even though Rollins' hand was on the rope, Reigns wouldn't let go and he got DQ'd. So he lost the match but kept his title and then broke two chairs over Seth Rollins' back.
Yeah. See, that's what I was talking about before, how I thought it was bad, but then I actually don't mind it. I thought it was a bit of a schmoz, another one of those schmoz finishes for WWE, and I was a bit disappointed. But the way they did it afterwards, with the way he just kept beating him down and beating him down, it goes back to the fact that he couldn't forgive him for breaking up the Shield and all that kind of stuff. So I think the psychology behind it all was really good, the way they did that.
It was interesting how they kind of played it off on the SmackDown before, as Rollins as the heel and Reigns as the face.
Yeah, and then it got completely switched again. So I thought the SmackDown before as well, though, it seemed like Reigns had forgotten his words. Like, it felt like he was meant to say more.
There are a few
Rollins
times
was just laughing in his face and laughing in his face. But now it works even better with everything that's been done. And Reigns has come off, the crowd giving him the finger and just hating on him really well. So I thought it was really good. I actually gave it a 2.5 count overall.
As did I. Yeah, Seth is all time.
Yeah, so good.
The only reason it didn't get a 3 for me was because of the finish. So
yeah, that's fair.
Really great match. I mean, as for what's next, spoiler alert, but I think Reigns is going to be busy at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I'd love to see another Reigns-Rollins match. They did so well, but might not be on the cards for a while.
Well, and where Rollins goes, we know since Raw has been on today and he's also been announced into the Elimination Chamber match. So
there we go. Maybe he will go into WrestleMania as champion.
Could do. Well, Lashley's in that match as well. So we'll name the other participants a bit later.
We will. Now, the 30-woman Royal Rumble match kicked off with Sasha Banks and Melina making her return. Banks had a good run, eventually eliminated by Zelina Vega. Saw some fun stuff from the Bellas. Sarah Logan made her return. Obviously, as we mentioned, Mickey came out with the Impact's belt. We got the right to censor Ivory. She was made very quick work of. Then we got to 28 and Ronda's music hit. And it was pretty much that's all she wrote.
Foregone conclusion. We knew what was going to happen then.
That's all she wrote. Came down to Flair and Rousey in the end with the baddest woman on the planet, eliminating the queen. Now, when we filmed last week, Benny, it was before any of the Ronda news had broke. And she was paying $11.
Yeah, she came into $2.60 or something.
It was $1.25.
Wow.
I saw it right before the Rumble.
So I seen it the night before and it was $2.60. So they obviously knew the money was there, but... We mentioned it.
Yeah,
That's big money.
I wish I'd gotten on that at $11.
Yeah, definitely.
I gave it a 2 count. I thought it was fun. Was hurt by not having as many current talent in there, and also because of the news of Ronda being there was odds on favorite. A little predictable finish, but I gave it a 2. It was fun.
I gave it a 2 count as well. I thought it started so bad though. Just like the stuff with Melina, apparently she slipped off the apron. She was meant to be in for longer. So Sasha was trying to fill some time. And then there was just so many botches, like all the legends that were in there. You could tell they had so much ring rust. And until later on in the match, once all the actual stars got in there, like the middle crux of the match was pretty good. And then the end was also good.
Yeah, they certainly jam-packed all the better wrestlers, for lack of a better term, towards the end.
Yeah, exactly. I think they just wanted to get them in, get them out of the way for that little pop or whatever else, and then get on with it.
And that was the plan, to have Sasha kind of carry them all through, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think Bianca put in another great performance. I thought she was a chance there to win it as well. I was hoping Bayley was going to be in it, but obviously she wasn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I gave it a 2 count. I still thought it was pretty good match in the end.
As for what's next, I think we'll get Rousey and Flair at WrestleMania.
She's going to announce it. She came out tonight. She said she's going to announce it on SmackDown on Friday. So, look, I think that's where it goes. Or is it a triple threat?
Well, they could go that way.
But they already did the triple threat.
Dave Meltzer, everyone's favorite wrestling insider, he thinks it's going to be Rousey Flair at this WrestleMania and Rousey Lynch at next WrestleMania.
Okay.
We will see if you are right, Meltzer. Meltzer, who said Drew McIntyre is definitely out for the Rumble.
Yeah, out for a year, he reckoned, didn't he?
Yeah, something like that. We'll move on. Speaking of Becky Lynch, we got the Raw Women's Championship match. Bit of a clunky match. The power of Doudrop wasn't enough to get her over the line. Look, Lynch took her punishment, ended up hitting a manhandle slam off the second rope to get the pin. I gave it a one count. Not Becky's finest outing. My low score may have been a little to do with the anticipation of the rest of the matches, but
yeah,
one count for me.
I gave it 1.5 count, and I don't know why. I thought the finish was good. I thought it was innovative. Like, she couldn't beat her. She couldn't get the manhandle slam on her. She tried going up top a couple of times. Dewdrop stopped her. And then she finally got the manhandle slam from the second rope, which is kind of innovative a little bit enough. You know, that was the only way she could do it.
Yeah.
The whole time, though, I'm watching it, I'm just thinking, how is Dewdrop fighting so well against Becky, yet she lost at day one against Zelina Vega for the Queen's Crown tournament? Like, Zelina's this tiny little thing and beat her, and then we've got her going so well against Becky. Like, has she done that much in a month and a half to do that?
I don't know. They book Zelina so strong sometimes.
Yeah. Even in the Rumble, she looked strong for a lot of it. You know,
she eliminated Sasha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as for what's next, I think back of the line for Dewdrop.
Yeah, hopefully.
Now we've got Becky and Lita are gonna face off at Elimination Chamber. Now, I thought Lita looked pretty clunky in the Rumble as well.
Same.
So hopefully she keeps shaking off that ring rust. But that'll be a good fun match.
It's still what, 18 days away. I think it's February 19th.
Yeah.
Elimination Chamber. So I think it'll be an interesting little match, what they're going to do. They've still got a couple of weeks to work her through some stuff. She'll probably be in a couple of tag matches or something, or that kind of thing. Just another interesting little fact that after Raw went off the air today, Lita beat her in 12 seconds.
Was it like a quick pin or something?
Yeah, I think Ronda came back in and might have done something after Raw went off the air, and then Lita just rolled in. And yeah, it was all a dark match. It was a bit of fun for the crowd. So
Lita cleaning up the scraps.
Yeah, seemed that way. But the crowd popped massive, even though they knew she was going to be in the match. They popped massive for Lita.
Yeah, definitely. We now move on to the WWE Championship match. Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley. Very hard-hitting suplex F5 spear-heavy match.
Lesnar Not much selling early on.
Not much selling. It was weird.
Like, Brock sold a bit more than what I thought Lashley did.
Yeah.
Early on. It was weird.
The two big meaty men slapping me.
You love saying that, don't you?
Thank you, Big E. Now, Lesnar knocked down the referee when hitting an F5 on Lashley. No referee to make the count. Who jumps in but Roman Reigns, spears Lesnar, then turns his sights to Paul Heyman, who hands him the WWE Championship to hit Brock. Knocks Brock out. Lashley gets the pin to become new WWE champion. Heyman leaves with Roman.
Yeah. Back to his tribal chief.
Yeah.
Interesting. A lot of fun through the match, I thought. Like, a lot of big moves.
Yeah.
As I said, not much selling early from Lashley. They made Brock look really strong. They made Lashley look really strong by not selling. But then by the end of the match, it's still really wore him down. And he didn't look weak, but I mean, Brock looked like he had it in the bag. Lashley going through the timekeepers area, that was a pretty hard bump, I thought.
Yeah.
I actually still gave it a 2 count overall. I didn't like the finish. I'd prefer Lashley to have done it on himself, but obviously you can see what it's setting up.
Yeah.
I feel
bad for Lashley that he was kind of, I mean, he won the title, but he wasn't really the main event in that match.
No. And then once Brock lost, we all knew what was going to happen in the main event for the Rumble later on. So,
I gave it a 1.5. I thought it was great to see them finally clash. Definitely wasn't a masterpiece. And the Roman ending kind of ruined it a little. But I hope we see them go at it again. That was fun.
But because you could see Brock standing there as well, and you could hear the crowd, and all the crowd was looking. And I was like, who is it? I didn't expect it to be Roman to be behind him as well. I thought, I didn't know who it was going to be. It could have been anyone coming back or something to hit Lashley. And then obviously Roman spears him. I was like, wow, that was out of nowhere. You know, it was really surprising. So
cameraman did a good job.
Yeah, really good job. So that, I think that's what I think I liked a bit more, because we didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
So
as for what's next, Lesnar's got his sights set on Reigns at WrestleMania. And Lashley is going to defend his title in the Elimination Chamber.
Brock's in that match.
Elimination Chamber with Brock in the match, as well as Austin Theory, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, and Riddle.
Yeah. all won matches on Raw to get into the match.
Yeah, so that'll be a fun chamber.
Yeah, so there was rumors that Shane McMahon wanted to be in the Elimination Chamber match as well, and I'll talk a bit more about Shane McMahon when we talk about the Rumble.
Okay, yeah. So I did hear there was a little bit of heat coming out of backstage about Shane O'Mac. But in any case, the mixed tag team match was up next. Edge and Beth Phoenix against The Miz and Maryse. Just some classic coward heel wrestling 101 from Maryse and The Miz. Ended up with Phoenix and Edge both spearing their counterparts and then delivering stereo glam slams for the win over the It Couple. I gave it a one count.
Gave it a one count myself.
It was what it was. It was a popcorn match before the main event. Kind of sad. I mean, those three of them in that match are actually really good.
Yeah. Edge just lets them down. The other three are amazing. Yeah.
Bloody Edge. Maryse, she's a WrestleMania main event of that one. How'd you rate it, Benny?
Yeah, I gave it a one count as well. Funnily enough, because I didn't watch the Rumble live, I had to work. So I watched it a bit later on. And after the Brock Lashley match, I just presumed the men's match was coming straight on, and I skipped over the pre-show. So I actually went back to the pre-show and fast-forwarded the pre-show thinking that this match had been put into the pre-show. Because I was just like, what's going on? I didn't think it'd be the match before the Rumble. So then obviously come back, watch the match. As you said, it was what it was. Miz did that whole heelish thing that he does brilliantly, which I do love, but I just couldn't get into it. Maryse really put me off. A little homage from the Glamazon with her hairstyle. Did you see that? She had the little lightning down the side of the face and a hairstyle for Luna Vachon.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. But yeah, I gave it a one count. And as you said, popcorn match.
Yeah.
Bit of fun, but nothing exciting.
Hopefully.
That's it.
But hopefully they all go their separate ways. In saying that, though, I thought Beth looked good. Do you think we see another run?
I think she could definitely have another run.
I feel like she's got more chops in her than Lita does right now.
Yeah, she looked better than Lita, yeah. She powerbombed The Miz. Like, Lita looked like she couldn't even climb up on the rope. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe.
Hopefully, anyway. I mean, she's given up her spot in NXT now, so...
So where do they go from here? What does Edge do from here? What does Miz do? So Miz has gone on to Raw and versus Dominic Mysterio in a weird match out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Actually not a bad match, but is this going to be a sort of a Mysterio's versus the Miz thing going on here? And where does Edge go?
Possibly. To be honest, I have no idea what they do with Edge. I mean, I think Edge is on a contract where he only wrestles a certain amount of shows.
Yeah.
So I think he probably sits Elimination Chamber out. I could be wrong, but, and then they figure something out for WrestleMania.
I wouldn't be surprised if Edge sort of, I mean, The Miz did like a NXT run or something like that as well to put somebody over.
Yeah,
I think that'd be brilliant. Sense. Like just as a heel down there to put somebody over, although they've got some good heels down there at the moment as it is, but if they wanted to put over a new talent coming up, he'd be perfect for that.
Well, they seem to be doing a little bit of crossover lately.
Yeah, well, yeah.
With AJ, and then we have the Dirty Dogs as well, giving their thoughts to a couple of NXT guys. Let's move on to the main event, the 30-man Royal Rumble. Kicked it off with AJ Styles and Nakamura. It was an okay Rumble as far as Rumbles go. We had Johnny Knoxville take beating and then getting eliminated by Sami Zayn. That bet I had of Knoxville to eliminate one or more did not come.
What about he didn't even sell AJ's first four punches? Did you notice? AJ gave him the first four and he didn't even move. And then he just got beat down like no tomorrow. So that was pretty funny.
I saw this video the other day and I think it was Chris Pontius and Steve-O when they had a run-in with Umaga back in the day.
Yeah.
They were re-watching it and they were saying, look, no one told them to sell.
Yeah.
So when they didn't sell, Umaga beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, yeah. I remember it on Raw. It was
knocked Steve-O out.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
MMA elbow.
Also, speaking on the Jackass guys, did you see Brock put Wee Man through a table?
I heard about it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's at like some restaurant and Brock just picks him up and everyone's laughing. He's like, and he just body slams him straight through a table in the middle of the restaurant.
Love it. Good work, boys. Now we saw your boy Omos. He took a beating.
See you later. Bye.
Got thrown out. He got thrown out pretty quickly. He wasn't alive for very long.
He got a couple of eliminations in, but he didn't do much. Thank goodness.
Yeah. They didn't push him too hard. Not his time yet. AJ Styles forearm knocks him out. We got the Drew McIntyre surprise entrant return to get his revenge on Madcap Moss and Happy Corbin. Obviously, we mentioned Kofi botching his little spot and was eliminated. We had Bad Bunny make an appearance, who I know you don't like him, but he looked half decent.
I actually don't mind him. Like, I was watching it and I was like, he earned a bit more of my respect. Like, last year's WrestleMania match, he did a few good things. And I was like, that's not bad. But then I thought in the Rumble, he looked all right.
He did. He looked a lot better than Johnny Knoxville. That's
he was gassed, though. Gassed. Yeah. You can see how gassed he was. He was hiding in the corner and stuff like that. Like, but, you know, they reckon he's putting in a lot of work.
Yeah,
to really, really try and get in there because he really wants to do it. So good on him.
Well, he's about to do a huge world tour, so it's good. Good conditioning training, doing the wrestling training. We had RK Bro. They tore the house down for a while, and then number 30 hits, and it's Lesnar's music. And much like Rousey, it was
all over.
That's all she wrote. Lesnar and McIntyre were the last two. Lesnar dodged a claymore, eliminated the Scottish Warrior to win it all. I gave it a 1.5. I thought there were some fun spots, a predictable ending. Wasn't the best Rumble I've seen.
No, I only gave it a 1 count, to be honest, as well. I just think we expected more. I think we expected more surprises entrants. I think probably Drew was the most surprise entrant. And there was nothing sort of to do anything to go further. Like, you know how usually in the match there's a couple of storylines where it might end a storyline or create another one or that kind of thing. The only one really was AJ getting rid of Omos, if anything.
Yeah.
Like, and there was nothing. Oh, and the Drew versus the, what do they call them? The Happy Folk or something now they call them.
Happy Corbin, Madcap Moss.
Yeah. They, like, that was really the only other thing. There wasn't really any sort of storyline stuff to go with it. Yeah. So
we did get to see a Robert Roode AJ Styles stare down.
Back
in TNA days. So that was kind of funny. Was there a TNA chant? I think there was a TNA chant.
Might have been, yeah.
Love it.
And we had Shane O'Mac entrant.
Shane O'Mac came back. Yes, sorry, I missed weird that. And
apparently he was the main producer for the match. So
he booked the whole match.
Yeah, he's copping a lot of heat for it. He wanted to come out late. And all that. So there's a bit of backstage heat we're hearing. Yeah. Obviously, we only hear this through the dirt sheets and we don't know. We weren't there. We're not backstage. So we can only speculate. But, I mean, I thought it was a weird entrant. And we sort of got that little KO stare off with him, which we had the match with them a couple of years ago. So it didn't make sense for that either.
Do you think we're going to get a Shane O'Mac WrestleMania match this year then?
You would think so, now that he's come out and done that.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind because he always puts his body on the line and it's always fun. So I do love seeing Shane O'Mac at Mania. But...
And there is something about his music. It's hard to not pop for him.
Yeah, you just want to do that little hand. Like, you do the...
Here comes the money. Yeah. As for what's next, we know what's next. Lesnar's chosen to take on Roman Reigns. So there's that.
That's it. But yeah, he might be the champ when he does it.
That's kind of how I felt at the end of the Rumble. Oh, yeah. There's that.
Okay, it's over. Yeah, a bit disappointing. But
so there you go. That is our Royal Rumble recap. We're going to move on now to our own Royal Rumble. This is the most important part. The 3-count draft. Now we're going to draft a 20-man Royal Rumble. No world champions are allowed to be entered. Ooh. So that means WWE, Universal, WCW, ECW, NXT, and NXT UK champions. Now, they must either be contracted to WWE or a free agent, so we can have no AEW or Impact contracted wrestlers. Benny.
Tough. This was tough.
This was tough.
You told me you had 26 written down at one stage, and I was like, come on.
I didn't say they were a good 26. 26.
For me, the first five sort of rattled straight off, and then from there it kind of, it went a bit pear-shaped. So I won't lie. But
yes, it's very strong at the top, and then it will get... I had some fun with it, though. I was thinking, what would be a fun little pop for people?
Yeah, well? Look, I came up with one person who I don't even know. I watched a documentary last night on wrestling and he was in it. I just thought, he'd be great. He's still getting around. So just a little, he's going to be my last pick. So
okay, unless I little, take him first.
I doubt it.
So so the point of this draft is we're going to draft this 20-man Rumble and we're each going to draft who we think will win it.
Yeah, but we won't say that until the end.
So we're working together, but against each other as well.
Yeah. And I believe I have the first pick.
You do have the first pick, Benny. Fire away.
Drum roll. Now, can you have a guess? No, I won't. No, because you might give away. Because you said you had three. I had a clear-cut number one. And that number one pick is the first entrant into the Rumble is Cesaro.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking.
Yeah.
All right, Cesaro, first pick off the board. I like it. I was going to take him with the first pick.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to need adjudication from you.
If it's adjudication already, you're out. Nah, okay, come on.
Cody Rhodes is technically not contracted.
Come on.
No Cody Rhodes.
No, if you want him, I don't care. You can put him in there. It'd be great for the match.
No, that's okay. I was 10. I probably would have said no if you picked him too.
Yeah, so, okay.
Okay. With my first pick, I am taking your mate Riddle.
Yeah, I thought you would. He was there. All right. With the second pick, I'm going to take Happy Corbin.
Happy Corbin, nice.
Yeah.
Happy Corbin with the second pick. Now, I think I'm okay with this, but I'm going to ask for some adjudication as well. Now, he used to be called Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
But he now goes by Matt Cardona.
Yeah.
The King of the Death Match. He's not contracted to AEW or Ring or Impact.
Fine with me.
Okay.
Because I'm going to need adjudication a bit later on as well.
Okay, good.
If that's the case, I'm going to get some of the good stars out of the way then while you're playing your little game of who you are.
All right, Benny, who you got? Number three.
Number three, we're going to go with Ricochet.
Good Scottish man. Ricochet. Ricochet. Okay, I like it. I am going to take the King, Xavier Woods.
King. He was on my list.
Xavier Woods for my number three.
Now, see this person. So I was going to take Woods. I'll go into that later. I might take him last. All right. Well, who am I going to take next? I might take then Damien Priest.
Priest. To be honest, I completely missed him and he wasn't on my list, but that is a good selection.
Moss.
I am going to take Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, nice.
If anyone deserves a title shot, come on. Shelty B's been around forever.
Yeah, definitely. So what was that? He was just in the pick. He was number eight.
That's number eight. So we're up to your fifth.
My fifth pick. All right, my fifth pick. I'm going to take some. I don't know if this guy's contracted or not. He used to be called Big Cass. Is he contracted anywhere?
Nope, you can have him. He was on my list.
Thank you. Are you going to do it now?
To be honest, he was going to be my next pick.
Really?
No word of a lie.
I was tossing up between the two of them, so I feel like if I took him, you would have taken Big Cass anyway.
No word of a lie. Enzo Amore was going to be my next pick.
Cool. It works. It's good.
It does work.
All right. Well, for my next pick, I'm going to take Jey Uso.
Main event, Jey Uso.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to follow suit with you this time.
That's all right.
Jey Uso. All right. I might go another blast from the past. William Regal.
Oh, literally on my list. Well done. He was on my list. All right, well, I'm going to counter that blast from the past and I'm going to go down the Jey Uso route and I'm going to chuck in Rikishi.
Rikishi was on my list as well.
Great minds, Dylan. Great minds.
Great minds. All right. What are we up to? My seventh pick. I am going to take a current guy. I'm going to take Montez Ford.
Oh, he was my next pick.
Who doesn't want to see Montez Ford? The guy's a freak.
Yeah. All right. Well, my next pick then, I'm going to take another current star, and he's a big fella, and it's not who you think. It's Otis.
Otis. Oh, that's a great pick. I don't know why I missed him. Otis, a big boy.
Big boy.
All right, I've gone a few blasts from the past. Do I to? Oh, that's okay. My next pick is going to be Rick Boogs.
Boogs, I like it. That's all right. That's all right. What pick's that?
That is my 16. Eight. So you have two to go.
All right. Tough one here. Tough one.
We're getting to a scraping now.
Oh, look. Well, I might just chuck in Austin Theory then.
All right. All right, Austin, and then I'll definitely write Theory next to it. All right. This is getting hard now. If anyone deserves to be in a match like this, it's the king of the 24/7 championship. I'm going to throw R-Truth in there, but he's not going to be in there as R-Truth.
K-Quick. I like it. Beautiful pick.
Has had title matches before against John Cena in the Little Jimmy era.
Yes. Now, I said, this is the person I'm going to pick last. He's right in the middle of my sheet because of this documentary I was watching last night. May need a little adjudication on it, though. But the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. He did hold the title, but he never actually won it. He bought it.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Because he's
obviously not going to win the match, but I don't know. I just went nostalgic last night and I just wanted to see Ted DiBiase. And he's still getting around in NXT, so I thought he could still probably jump in there and have a go.
You know, his son's never won a title either. So, you know, maybe with my 10th pick, no. all right. How are we going to go with this? Oh, there's so many good options there. Now, okay. Well, I'm going very old school now. I'm assuming they'd be able to survive in the ring for a little bit. I don't think they'll be winning it, but he'll certainly get a pop. That's Rowdy Roddy Piper.
He's dead, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, Rowdy's dead, man.
Rowdy's dead. Okay, damn.
Wow.
That must have missed my radar, that one. I had Scott Hall on here, and he's almost dead.
Rowdy would probably put up a better match.
Yeah, okay. All right. Throwing a spanner in the works. Geez, there really is not much else going on here.
Throw a freshie in. Throw an NXT star in Omos. Get Omos in there.
No, I'm going old school. I'm just trying to decide who to go with. Who are people gonna pop for?
I just thought of so many good ones just by saying that.
I'm gonna take The Godfather.
I was just going to say the Ho Train, The Godfather. That's exactly what, when I said pop, I was thinking exactly that.
List of like a couple of legends. I'm like, yeah, that's probably the music I'd pop for the most.
The only other one I'm thinking of who got around with The Godfather for a bit was talk about the real deal now.
D'Lo.
D'Lo Brown.
D'Lo Brown. All right. Here is our Royal Rumble in no particular order. Cesaro, Riddle, Happy Corbin, Matt Cardona, Ricochet, Xavier Woods, Damian Priest, Shelton Benjamin, Big Cass, Enzo, William Regal, Jey Uso, Montez Ford, Rikishi, Rick Boogs, Otis, K-Quick, Austin Theory, The Godfather, and the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Now, did you have any honorable mentions left, Benny?
Not really. I was thinking about chucking in some NXT guys, obviously. Obviously, I wanted to throw in Zion Quinn in there.
Yeah.
I was going to throw in Jimmy Uso as well, and then obviously throw in the son that's also in
Solo NXT. Sikoa.
Solo. I just have them all in there, you know. Just go the full Samoan stuff. The other one that I thought about was I think I read somewhere that Woods said that one of his favorite wrestlers of all time was Too Cold Scorpio. So I was going to do that whole connection, and then when you picked him, I just threw it out the window. So,
yeah. I had a few. I did have Ted DiBiase Jr.
Okay.
The Hurricane. Mm-hmm. Everyone pops to the Hurricanes theme song.
Stand back.
Another good entrance song, which were Hello, Ladies.
Val Venus.
Bit of Val Venus.
Are we talking Right to Censor Val Venus, or are we talking
We're talking about the good Val Venus, the porn star Val Venus.
Yes.
Hardcore Holly.
Yeah, nice.
As I mentioned, I had Scott Hall. I had Jimmy Uso as well. The one NXT guy I was going to throw in was going to be Cameron Grimes.
Yeah.
He's good fun. And then I also had, for a bit of fun, Shane O'Mac, everyone pops for him, and Pat McAfee.
I thought about Pat as well.
He did beat Adam Cole.
Yeah. True.
Let's not forget.
Let's just go back quickly to the Rumble. Did you see Corey Graves tweeted out that Brock stole his spot?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he turned around and said, Brock stole my spot and my childhood dream of being in the Rumble. So that was pretty funny, because we all did say that he thought it might have been in the Rumble.
Love it. Love it, yeah. Corey. All right, well, that is it for our Royal Rumble recap episode. Thank you so much for joining us.
Who's winning?
Well, I think we'll go with our first picks, right? You're taking Cesaro?
I was taking Cesaro, yeah.
Oh, now it's a toss-up for me between the Deathmatch King, Matt Cardona, and Riddle, but I'm going to go with Riddle.
The final four then will be Matt Cardona, Riddle, Cesaro, and Rikishi.
Oh, so you're throwing Happy Corbin to the wolves. You think it's going to be Rikishi?
I just threw him in there for fun now.
Who's throwing Rikishi out, though? You know, it's going to be tough. That's a big...
He's going to go to do the Yokozuna Samoan drop, the drop. Just as like a nostalgic thing, and they're just going to push him over the top.
Okay, here's another quick one. Who's getting stink-faced?
Enzo.
Enzo's getting
stink-faced. There you go.
Okay.
Booked it here, folks. It's going to be a fun one.
Love it.
If all of these characters are in the new WWE game, I will make sure that I do that run before you guys, and we'll record it, and I'll send it out on socials.
Beautiful. Okay, that really is it for our Royal Rumble episode. Thank you for joining us. We'll post our Fantasy Rumble to the socials. You can let us know who you think should win or who we missed out on. 3CountPod on Twitter and Facebook, 3CountPodcast on Instagram, or email us at 3CountPod@outlook.com. We'll be back in a few weeks to preview Elimination Chamber and, of course, give our thoughts on all the latest news in the pro wrestling world. Benny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dil. Pleasure as always, mate.
And we'll see you again next time on the 3Count Podcast.